Trump mobilizing 1,700 National Guardsmen to help fight illegal immigration and crime across America. By Amy Furr on August 23, 2025. Approximately 1,700 National Guardsmen are mobilizing in several states as President Donald Trump pushes back against illegal immigration and crime plaguing cities across the nation. The 19 states where the activations are reportedly planned, according to Fox News, are Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Wyoming, the outlet reported on Friday. The article said the time period for the operations are from August until mid-November. Meanwhile, Stars and Stripes reported that the troops would remain under the command of the governor. The Fox article detailed the operations. The National Guard soldiers being mobilized will effectively serve as a support pillar to a sweeping federal interagency effort, while also serving as a visible deterrent force, a U.S. defense official said. The service members supporting ICE will be performing case management, transportation, logistical support, and clerical functions associated with the processing of illegal migrants at the facilities. The in-and-out processing may include personal data collection, fingerprinting, DNA swabbing and photographing of personnel in ICE custody, the official said. Violent crime in Washington, D.C., dropped 22% over the past week as President Trump combats the issue in the nation's capital, Breitbart News reported. These statistics come over a week after President Donald Trump formally announced a series of executive actions to clean up the nation's capital, which included invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and activating the National Guard, the outlet noted. The news comes after numerous violent incidents in D.C., including a young congressional intern who was shot and killed on June 30. The New York Times recently said Trump's deputies are on track to deport 400,000 illegal migrants during his first year back in office, Breitbart News reported Thursday.